Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Tuesday, the 10th of June. Here at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is in the, she was up at 5:30 moving stuff. She is, do y'all ever get in this thing where you have to get rid of a bunch of stuff?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I mean, she's got a pile of clothes that,
I'm not sure my mic is on.
Her mic's not on, buddy.
It's good. It should be good now.
Okay. Thanks.
Well, let me, I have some other things I have to do here. But now you're on.
Yeah.
You see, I skipped what I usually do and started talking to you too. And that messes up our routine, our circle of having things
done. No, actually, I had one of the mics on, but the other one was actually Linda's mic.
Linda's mic. You know? Okay. Got it. Hey, welcome to the show. Ben, good morning. How you doing, buddy?
Good. Good.
National Day today?
I was just looking at that. We have Frosted Cookie Day.
Frosted Cookie Day. Okay, we'll pass that.
Egg Roll Day.
Oh, now I'll take Egg Roll Day.
Let's see.
Do you like egg rolls?
I don't. National Iced Tea Day.
Do you like iced tea?
No.
Do you like Frosted Cookies?
Yes.
Okay, well, there, so you go. You got one. Is that sweet tea or just regular tea?
It just says iced tea.
Yeah, southern tea. Sweet tea.
Yeah, it looks
in fact,
like it.
People have been raised on sweet tea. Sweet tea in the South varies from state to state, too. And but it's a thing. That, you know, they're going to serve you sweet tea. They little sweet tea, and you go, no. And they look at you. And then they've got to figure out, do they have other tea? And they do. Usually. So, okay. What's the weather look like here today? Sunny and hot. It's not as hot as it was, though. It's only going to be 99 today. And tomorrow it goes to all the way down to 94 is Thursday. Friday, 90. Saturday, 90. And it starts going back up again on Sunday and Monday with 94 and 96. The low is going to be in the 60s, though, 62, 64. Yeah, it's going to be great. So we're out of the triple digits for right now. So you can, and there's a difference between 94 and 104, besides the 10 degrees. It's like it rises exponentially when you're out there.
I agree.
I mean, it does. And then, but anything over 110, it's the same.
Yeah, it's the same.
Yeah, it's the same. I mean, I've been in 127, 125, 120. Yeah. And you're saying, you don't even think about how hot it is because anything over like 110, I mean, you can't touch anything with metal or you burn yourself. The water you're carrying turns, it's like 98 degrees, if not warmer. So, yeah. So 90 is nice. 99, okay, but 94 is cool. 90 is even better. So, the weather report's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson. Shasta Gas Propane is a family-owned business, been in the business 30 years. They give senior and veteran discounts. They have other plans out there. They're locally owned, locally operated, and a veteran-owned business. Can't say enough about them. They're good people. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. And I'm here with Brady Kennedy and Julia Cronin from Turtle Bay. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay. Are you going to do you have the figures in yet?
Figures for what?
For Going Wild.
Oh, that would be, I don't know, Brady, do you have figures
I mean,
yet?
Maybe because it's just over this weekend.
It just finished.
What a wonderful.
It was pretty incredible.
No. It was It was. It was incredible.
Yeah.
I guess that's right. But wonderful.
Yeah.
I love that place.
Lots of new lanterns.
Yeah. All new lanterns. And lots of new people, too. Lots of new folks
that
have never been here before.
I bet, I don't know how many thousand people saw it, but it wasn't enough. I mean, if you had 100,000, it should have been more. It was that good.
Yeah. What was your favorite part of it?
You know, you're going to laugh. I mean, it was all good. I mean, the octopus, whoa.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
It was the puffer fish.
Oh.
I sat there in the evening, and I just, you know, everybody's, you know, Linda's with her girlfriends and other people, and they're rolling around looking at things. I'm sitting there looking at those puffer fish because I went, is the puffer fish moving?
Yeah.
And I looked at it, and I said, it is. And you had three of them.
Yeah.
A big one. You had, you know, Papa Bear, you know, Mama Bear, and Baby Bear.
Mm-hmm.
And they were all moving like they were breathing, you know.
Yeah.
It was, I don't know why the puffer fish.
Oh,
I can't
so cool.
even begin to tell you why that kind of like, that's cool. And then, I mean, but everything you had out there, I mean, my goodness, from badgers to wolves to snakes, but the octopus also was, yeah, that was kind of the creme de la creme. But then your entrance. Whoa.
Yep.
It was great. I'm sorry, my friends, but if you haven't seen it, you missed something great. And we gave away a lot of tickets. And
pretty magical.
Yeah, maybe next month.
It'll be back
Give
next year.
Well,
so,
but not the same.
Will not be the same.
It'll be just like, you see, first year it was good. I mean, it was really good. This year was a lot better. And so now you've set the bar.
Yeah, no, we're really happy about Glowing Wild. It's a great community event to come see our garden and really experience a magical time, just absorbing the beauty of the lanterns and appreciating nature. And
it was great.
Yeah.
And great the time. Cornerstone Community Stage is a great asset. Lots of different groups being able to demonstrate their talents out there, including our own animal team.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, cool. Yeah. And the I don't know if you call them igloos, but what do you call those?
They're lantern lounges and during
glowing lantern lounges.
They're igloos in the winter time.
If you get a chance, you need to rent one of those. I can just tell you, because you get free pizza, you get free non-alcoholic drinks.
Yep,
it's a place to sit down, rest, listen to music if you want.
Yep,
and then you go out and you can come back. You can leave your stuff there; it's safe. So cool.
Yeah.
All right. So tell me about Bruise by the Bridge.
Yeah. We're very excited. Bruise by the Bridge is coming back next Saturday. It's the 21st. It's from 5 to 9 p.m. And it's just a really great community event. It's 21 and over. We'll have over 20 craft beer and craft cider breweries joining us. It's a really great time to enjoy the garden. Have a nice glass of beer or cider, and it's all for a really great cause. It's a fundraiser for Turtle Bay, and a lot of the brewers, all the brewers donate their beer for this event, which is pretty unique. So it's a good community gathering. And
yeah, Fall Rivers, Woody's, Feather Falls, Mount Shasta Brewing, Aetna Brewing. Plus you get music by Full Throttle, which is a good group.
Mm-hmm.
And you've also got Julia's group out there. Whiskey Chronic.
There's two, live music stages.
Well, yeah, it says, oh, Chronic, not Cronin.
Not me.
Oh,
I don't have a group.
I thought it was you.
No one wants me playing music.
I thought you were up there at, what, your lead guitar?
She's on the tambourine.
No, I was a French horn player in high school. That's not, I mean.
Okay. I love, by the way, I love looking at your face when I said that. See, when I saw Cronin, I knew that it was him. But hey, we've got to take a quick break. But this is, by the way, if you haven't been to Bruising at the Bridge, I have a couple of tickets for it that I'm going to give away in the next segment. I'm holding two back. Yeah, that's next weekend.
Next weekend.
Or not this weekend, but next
Saturday
weekend.
Saturday the 21st.
There's so much going on. You know what? We just run out of time because you have so many things going on. And then you have to have a life to do things. You know, so on weekends you try, you know, because, you know, Monday through Friday you're busy. So you try to hold a day out of the weekend to get things done at the house.
Sure.
Something done. But then there's packed in Fridays, Saturdays, Sundays.
Well, this is your well-deserved break at the end of the day.
You can kind of enjoy
your beer. Go to breweries. And you can check out a lot of breweries that you might not have experienced before all in one place. You can I like this beer? Do I like that beer? Do I like that cider? You don't have to go commit to driving to a particular location.
You don't have to have Uber take you from spot to spot.
Exactly.
Okay. All right. Let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back after these messages with Turtle Bay.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
At the Community Foundation of the North State, we believe strong communities start with generosity and connection. As a grant-making public charity for over 25 years, we link people who care with causes that matter, supporting education, the arts, health, and more across the North State. Together, we're creating a lasting impact right here at home. The Community Foundation of the North State, local giving, powerful results. Visit cfnorthstate.org to learn more. A proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45s.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Don't miss Memory Lane's Timeless Treasures parking lot sale this Saturday. Rock bottom prices in the parking lot and 10, 20, up to 50% off in different areas in the store. Antiques, furniture, military, hunting and fishing, jewelry, home decor, clothing, knives, lamps, and so much more. Saturday the 14th, 9 to 2 at the Shasta Gateway Shopping Center in Anderson. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles. You'll love it.
Summer travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand-scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Welcome back. Am I on? Welcome back. Oh, maybe I should turn up my ears here. There we go. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Carl and Linda Bod. Linda is moving furniture today, I think. We're getting a grand piano.
So she's
redoing the whole living room area. And, she's not moving furniture. She's moving other things so there'll be room to move furniture. Mm-hmm. Because God knows we can't get rid of anything. No. Anyway, but I'm here with Turtle Bay. and with Brady Kennedy and Julia Cronin, and we're talking Bruised by the Bridge, but now we're going to talk about Discover Steampunk, a fantastical hands-on adventure coming to Turtle Bay. What is steampunk?
But you have to go and discover. That's the whole point.
Well, you can't just do it like that. Oh, by the way, I'm giving away two tickets to Bruised by the Bridge right now. You got to be 21 to attend, and it's going to be Saturday, June 21st from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. First caller gets two tickets to Bruised by the Bridge. I know nobody out there likes beer or music, so it may be a tough getting this.
Or games.
Or games.
Axe throwing.
Yeah. Food. All that stuff.
That wonderful mix of beer and axe throwing. We'll do it.
Beer and axe throwing. That is a wonderful idea. Who came up with that one? Brady.
Yeah. Huh? It'll be a good time. Yeah.
So what is steam?
What is steampunk?
I've never, you know what? I see it advertised. I mean, we do it. We advertise it. I'm going, what's steampunk?
Well, the wonderful point of this exhibition is looking at this phenomenon we now call steampunk. So you're looking at the art, literature, science, technology of the second half of the 19th century.
Uh-huh.
So Industrial Revolution. But you're looking at how artists and authors, so Mary Shelley, Jules Verne, people like that, interpreted what was going to happen in the future. So we have some of that technology, like submarines and things like that.
It's not music.
Punk.
That's what I meant. Thinking steampunk.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking.
No, I would think top hats and monocles.
Got it.
Steam engine.
Got it. Yeah. Okay, now I completely flipped it in my head.
Yeah. In 1987, the term steampunk was coined by an author who was talking about what he was writing about.
Okay.
But it's really looking at this wave of, with the Industrial Revolution and the harnessing of electricity and the harnessing of steam, you have all these inventions that start getting invented. And people think, oh, wow, what's the world going to be like in the future? How is this going to change? So Mary Shelley's Frankenstein isn't just about zapping this quote-unquote monster to life. It's also about, should you do this? Uh-huh. So there's a lot of morality type things going on. Some of these things have come to pass. We have submarines. We have these things. But they also did not envision miniaturization. So all the things you can do with my, I'm looking at my watch here, that I would be some big fantastical machine with a bunch of gears powered by steam. So you come in the exhibition, you learn about all of these innovations, but you learn also about the authors. But you learn about real people like Isaac Singer and Eastman, who invent
Singer's sewing machines.
Yep. He's steampunk.
Eastman, of course, is the cameras. Yeah.
They're democratizing things by using Industrial Revolution technology to mass produce. So
that everybody can do it.
Absolutely.
Wow. What do you think if Shelley or any of the authors from back then could get one day here right now?
I think some would be, we predicted this, and others would be shocked by the miniaturization of technology because they weren't predicting transistors. They weren't predicting microchips.
Can you imagine? Now, they had phones back then.
They had phones, but they didn't.
Can you imagine that you're holding the world's information in your hand.
Yeah. And some of them probably would have, like, we can do that. That'll happen. Even my grandfather, who was in on the ground floor of computer revolution back in the 40s, said that they didn't predict how small things would get and how easy it was going to be for a consumer to have something. And he, by the time cell phones were ubiquitous, he was no longer dealing with technology. So he never had one. But he said that, you know, some authors saw it. Others just were like, it's going to be a giant room.
Well, Heinlein wrote many, many books. But there's been other science fiction writers.
Oh, yeah, like that, Ray Bradbury.
That predicted this. Mm-hmm. And maybe not predicted this, but they predicted
some version
of this.
But there are people coming along after we already have computers and some of this other smaller technology.
But these guys were way before that.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, about airplanes and you said submarines.
Submarines.
Well, submarines have been around since, who was it? Who drew the first one? It was Michelangelo.
Well, and then, exactly. So they're looking at that sort of thing. Uh-huh. But Michelangelo didn't have electricity or the power to run things. There were submarines during the Civil War.
Yes.
So it's looking at all of that. And it's a grown-up exhibition that has great components for kids. And what we're seeing is a lot of intergenerational discussions about things.
Sure.
And there's also a fun place where kids can patent an object that they make. And we're pulling the best drawings and explanations out of the box and putting them up on the wall.
Okay.
So you can see what people are coming up with.
Wow.
Mind control rabbit hat.
Oh, that's great.
Mind control rabbit hat.
Yeah. There's just all kinds of great stuff coming out of that.
Well, we've got
that
right now. It's called TV.
Yeah, exactly. And, it's called TikTok.
Yeah. Do you know that I do not belong to TikTok or Instagram? I have Facebook, which overwhelms me as it is. I think Facebook's really great for keeping up on birthdays.
Sure. Yeah.
You know.
And family.
Local events and stuff like that. But TikTok, no. I don't know why. Except it just, I just haven't.
I think my brain is already full.
Yeah, same.
That's Linda's line. My brain is full.
My brain is full. I can't handle it anymore.
No more information. But this is great because now you can look back from the 1800s
mm-hmm.
and people talking about this stuff and having their ideas. And for younger people, this would really be a real eye opener where they're saying, well, they were looking at this. And then imagine what our children are going to be seeing when they're 30 years older.
Oh, and there's a great modern sort of costume and lifestyle component to it as well. People walking about in frock coats and
top hats
and goggles and things. And we're having our, I can't think
goggles.
Of the night.
What were the goggles
Because I'm
going
to be on vacation. What is the night of our 21 and up after hours event?
Oh, that's June 27th.
June 27th. Thank you. Okay. Costumes encouraged.
Yep. If you have a steampunk costume, wear it.
June 27th.
Your time to shine.
We usually get invited to those.
Yeah, so it's an after
Friday.
Hours. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. What were the goggles for?
It's just fun. You know, it's like you're on.
Maybe they had something if you were. You know, you're going
like
to be able to see things.
Well,
or something like
industrial
that.
Spin industrial. On fashion.
Yeah. And if if you're on an adventure in an automobile,
this sounds
in an airship.
Yeah.
In an airship, you need your goggles.
Yep.
Yeah. This sounds fascinating. Yeah. Oh gosh. Yeah.
Really large interactive machines.
Never
that
even heard of it.
Love.
And has the term steampunk been out there for a long time?
1987.
Wow.
Yeah. And that you'll see it in social media, but it'll come in waves. You'll see like things about people dressing up, or you'll see, oh, I can get my steampunk keyboard for my computer. It looks like an old typewriter. That kind of stuff. There's like that aesthetic out there that people have.
Retro mechanical. I've heard retro.
Retro mechanical.
I kind of liken it to Inspector Gadget from the Victorian era.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then you realize Mary Shelley wrote Frankenstein when she was 18 years old. I mean,
you know what?
Women in science is a big part of this, too.
She died young, didn't she? Or not? No, it was Byron.
Are you thinking one of the Brontes?
But she wrote this when she was 18 years mm-hmm. old, Frankenstein.
Yeah.
Think about this.
Yeah, and there's a lot of women in science at the time. There was a lot of innovation. And thinking about sewing machines, I mean, cameras. You can carry a brownie with you anywhere and take pictures. Sewing machines democratized sewing. You didn't have to go to somebody and have your garments sewn unless you were hand sewing. You could have this machine at home.
Yeah.
But it did another thing. It caused people to demand more fabric, which caused people to need more weaving, which caused people to need more raw materials, which caused the cotton gin, but also caused a lot of very low-cost labor. So you had a lot of people ending up moving to cities to work for the Industrial Revolution.
Yeah.
But they worked in places where they ended up getting, in the case of children working in a weaving shop, white lung from the fabric instead of black lung from a coal mine.
There was Linda watches these Victorian, TV shows. And one of them, they were in the looms.
Mm-hmm.
And it was totally white in there from all the linen particles. And I was, and you were thinking to yourself, how could people work in there very long without just their lungs clogging up?
Yeah, that did happen.
So I kind of saw that.
It's like you see this whole shift from being rural and working on your farm to moving into the city and working in a factory.
Yeah.
And then, of course, then we have cities that where the factories are gone, and so they've changed. I mean,
so now they're moving back
outside. Evolution of people. But it's like what drives that is consumerism. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, I can sew my clothes at home on my portable sewing machine. And
if I have the fabric,
So you go out and buy the fabric.
Right. And fabric has to be cheaper.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. So this is going on right now.
Right now.
And how long does it go?
Through Labor Day.
Through Labor Day. So you've got the summer, my friends, to get down there and see steampunk. I'm going. I mean, I belong to Turtle Bay. Yeah. So I'm just going through there and wander through there every so often during the afternoon. And of course, Brews by the Bridge, and we gave those tickets away. I'm going to give away two more tomorrow, maybe, if I remember. But I will give away the other two tickets. No, I know what you're thinking. You'll call first. You'll wait till Dave's the producer. Then you'll call in, and you'll say, I want Brews by the Bridge. But
I have to work another job, unfortunately.
Right. Unfortunately. But you're serving Brews.
That I am.
There you go. Well, Julia Cronin and Brady, thank you so much. Brady Kennedy, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you for having us.
That was really cool. Now, next month, I want numbers, Brady. Yes.
Okay.
Since you are the marketing manager, I want numbers next month.
No, she sells the exhibitions. The numbers, you get those from finance. You have to invite, finance team.
Well, Brady, can't you ask for numbers?
I'll try my hardest.
Try your hardest.
They'll tell us eventually.
Yeah.
They want to make sure they have everything down so that we don't put a number out there and then have somebody like, wait, no, that's wrong.
No, 100,000. No, it was not quite that many. Or, no, we had a lot more than that. I know. And that was with the week kind of being off, right? Right during the rodeo?
Oh, rodeo.
We were still
actually
open
was wonderful.
During rodeo, yeah.
You're open during rodeo.
This year, yeah.
There was no parking problems?
Parking was fine. Yeah, we had another parking lot by our nursery, by the Turtle Bay Nursery.
Oh, on that end?
Yep.
Okay.
So we opened that up.
I know, because we filled up the rodeo ground for 4 days. So I was going to say, that might be a...
And honestly, I think it was a good way for people to kind of enjoy the rodeo and then go see the Lantern Festival later.
Yeah, because it goes late. It closes at 10. So after a rodeo event, you can wander over.
Maybe they came through. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much, ladies, for being here with me today. And I can't wait till next month. See what else Julia has coming.
Julia, oh, gosh. Well, in the fall, we have done some dinosaur shows, right? Well, we're going to do something really special because, Reading was underwater when dinosaurs roamed the earth.
No.
So we are doing Sea Monsters, which is a show from the Smithsonian Sites traveling exhibition. We are the premier venue. It has not been seen anywhere except in its original incarnation at the American Museum of Natural History, but it was not going to look like it does now. And today I'm actually meeting with a professor from Chico State to talk about our own local Shastasaurus and if we can add that to the museum during the show. So that's going to be really fun.
You are so good.
Aquatic dinosaurs.
You are so good, Julia.
I try.
Well, you do a great job. So, well, thank you very much, ladies. And we're going to need
to
We take a break here, and you all have to get to your next spot, I think. Okay, we'll be right back.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Arturo Fuente Chateau Maduro, handmade in the Dominican Republic with a dark Connecticut broadleaf wrapper, giving us a rich, medium-bodied cigar with pleasant notes of coffee, vanilla, and sweet spiciness. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Get job ready today at Shasta College. Whether you're interested in accounting or agriculture, automotive or nursing or any of our many other career trainings, our in-demand programs will give you the skills you need for a fulfilling and exciting future career. Planning to transfer? Start here and complete your first 2 years. Then transfer to a CSU or UC with guaranteed placement. And the best part is all full-time students get 2 years tuition for free. Choose the class format that works for you. In-person, online, hybrid, or 8-week accelerated courses designed for busy adults. You may even qualify for up to $4,000 per semester through our 15 to finish program. Restrictions apply. See a counselor for details. Fall semester begins August 18th, so don't wait. Enroll today at ShastaCollege.edu or call 530-242-7650. Your success starts at Shasta College.
Goldleaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself. But the truth is, we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. It's the 50th anniversary sale now, all through springtime. With all shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger, 30% off. We have a good selection of spring shade bloomers, such as azaleas and camellias, and many other sun-blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is the perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. All shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger are 30% off. If you have not been to Goldleaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Goldleaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
Boy George. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR, with Boy George. Didn't Boy George, who was it got married on the Tiny Tim? Do y'all remember Tiny Tim and the guy with the violin and the squeaky? Do you remember Tiny Tim got married on the Johnny Carson show to Miss Vicky? Or whatever her name
Johnny
was.
Johnny Carson, wow.
That was probably, I am that much older.
Now we're, you're 8. I remember Johnny Carson.
Remember, I mean, do you ever hear of Tiny Tim? This guy was really weird, played a ukulele. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank, soon to be Plumas, as they merge here in like about, 15 days. And they are going to take two community banks, one started right here in Redding and Red Bluff, and one in Quincy, and they're going to join. They're going to have Cornerstone's going to go from 4 branches to 19 branches, as far east as Reno and down south and then up to Susanville and those areas. Same great service. They're keeping the people there. Nothing's shutting down. So looking forward to see what happens there. We do business with Cornerstone. I guess we'll be doing business with Plumas here. For more information, go to bankcornerstone.com. And I'm here with Valor Oncology. And I'm totally confused because, because sometimes you all come with Shasta Regional.
Yeah, that's correct.
Well, I thought that you all were going to be here with Shasta Regional. But then I was told Shasta Regional's not coming today. And then, but you show up, and you said, well, I was told to be here at 7:20. And then, I was totally confused. And then I remembered that Sue said, you're going to come in at 7:30 today.
Valor Oncology.
So here we are, and I'm here with Dr. Lauren Strickland and Dr. Nick Gabriel from Valor Oncology. And I'm going to hold them over a little bit, if I can. So, Dr. Strickland, you are well known in our community and beloved.
Oh,
people
thank
you, like
Carl.
You. Oh no, it's true. You were the Chicks and Chaps, and the breast, and you are a breast surgeon. Mm-hmm. So what's going on? Well, people may not know about you though. So let's talk a little bit about you. How did you get to Reading? But first, how'd you get to be a doctor?
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Because that's kind of a big,
it's a big deal, yeah.
Big deal. It is a big deal.
Yeah. Well, I always wanted to be a doctor since I was six, believe it or not. You know, and I had these Christmas gifts every year, the doctor kits, and when I was in sixth grade, there was one on wheels, two layers. You know how you used to look through those Toys R Us magazines?
Yeah.
And my mom was like, this is the last one. I'm like, oh, but you have to get this one. It's so cute. It has wheels. And so I got
wheels.
It.
It gives me more instruments to
wheel around.
To torment my
stuffed animals.
My stuffed animals there, yeah, or the neighbor kids. Yeah. Here, I'm gonna take out your appendix today.
So it stuck, you know, over the years. And then had a great mentor when I did my surgical residency in Detroit.
So where'd you go to school to?
Oh, I went to UC Berkeley undergrad.
Okay.
Western University of Health Sciences in Pomona for medical school.
Okay.
And
now, see, I didn't even know Western. But then,
yeah, it's in Pomona.
Linda's brother was in the first class at Reno, at the University
oh,
of Las Vegas, Reno,
yeah.
the first class there. And there's other places that, I mean, you hear about kind of the, mm-hmm. you know, bigger schools, of course.
Yeah.
But so you were at the Western?
Western University of
Western
Health Sciences.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then I was in Detroit for 5 years.
Uh-huh.
And my breast oncology fellowship in Ohio at Grant Medical Center.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So my first job out of...
When did you figure out you wanted to do breast?
Oh, when I was in Detroit.
Okay.
I rotated through the Carmanos Cancer Center in Detroit. People would come from all over to get a second opinion for breast cancer. And the mentor, Dr. Bowen, was amazing, and I was like, okay, this is it. This is it. This is what I want to do.
So you just knew that? Mm-hmm. Because had you had people in your family that had had breast cancer?
My anything? Grandmother. My
okay.
dad's mom had breast cancer.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right.
Yeah.
So it was kind of it was something that you were aware of then, and then, of course, going to medical school, and this is what you decided to do.
Yeah.
There's a lot of happy people out there that you decided to do that, by the way.
Yeah, I love it. And I think the connection with women is nice. You get to meet women from all walks of life.
Mm-hmm.
And I find that in all the places that I've worked in Hawaii, the Bay Area, here in Redding, that a lot of women, the first thing they say is, what about my kids? You know, they're not even thinking about themselves when they get a diagnosis. You know, they're thinking about their babies when they see them graduate, get married, you know, go through school. And so there's just this common, you know, connection that women have.
And mm-hmm. breast cancer is one of those cancers, if you catch it early enough,
mm-hmm.
you can live a full life.
Absolutely.
So
absolutely.
I bet that's kind of gratifying, too.
It is. And also, too, even catching it later, you know, some women wait, some women don't know, and some women are afraid to come in. Because they're kind of immobilized by fear, the technology and the medications that have come about over the years is amazing.
It
so
is.
People are even living with cancer, you know, like day-to-day living, shopping, you know, surviving.
Well, you know, with the new, I call it, I don't know, I guess it would be a CAT scan type thing for the lungs. Now they're finding lung cancer so much earlier.
Yeah.
With that. And that gives you a better chance. Billions of bits that it can go through.
Mm-hmm.
It's never going to take the place of a doctor, of course. But it can it do? Well, I don't know. There's something about having, you know, Robbie the robot lean over you and go, "Hank, thanks, yes, you will be fine." As opposed to Lauren Strickland standing over me going, "Don't worry, Carl, I got this."
I got you.
You know, there's something about that. But is that going to help with diagnosis? That's what I heard is what AI is.
It's definitely helping with diagnosis.
Diagnosis,
diagnosis, treatment, planning, all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because it's just like it's like a huge database, so, you know.
Yeah, well, I mean, it goes through all of. You just have to make sure it's just not making something up.
True.
Which is
a
fallacy sometimes of AI.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. We're here with Dr. Lauren Strickland and Dr. Nick Gabriel, and we've got to take a break. So I'm going to go to you next.
Sure.
Dr. Gabriel, and we can hear about you because you've returned.
I returned.
You've returned, but we're going to hear that story.
Fantastic.
All right. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry
located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. Been there for like 30 years, and they are the only full-service jewelry store in Redding. Watch repairmen, stone cutters, jewelry designers, and the only place that Linda shops for jewelry is Four Winds Jewelry. That right there ought to tell you something, because she can shop jewelry when she wants to, and she finds a place that and it has it all. She keeps going back. She's loyal, and Four Winds Jewelry is there. Not only that, she's not the only one that notices this, because they've been voted best in the North State for 3 years in a row. Locally owned, locally operated, Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Take a break, and we'll be right back with Valor Oncology.
I'm Jack Potter Jr., Tribal Chairman for Redding Rancheria. We've proudly partnered with the Redding Rodeo Association for Native American Appreciation Night. As you know, our roots and hearts are here in this community and are proud of this partnership. From grants to help local businesses and government, to making health care available to so many, to our own community events like the Stillwater Powwow that happens right here on this same land. Redding Rancheria is proud to play our part.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Need help with your health insurance? We've got you covered. At Shasta Community Health Center, we offer this free service to our community. Our enrollment counselors can assist you with new applications, renewals, troubleshooting, and answering your questions about covered California plans or Medi-Cal, also known as Medicaid or Partnership Health Plan. We're here to help you make the best choice for you and your family. Call our outreach and enrollment team at 530-229-5117 to get help today. Shasta Community Health Center, because SCHC cares.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back. What are the buttons moving on the board today?
I was too fast. I double-clicked it.
You double-clicked it. Okay. Hey, welcome back to the show. Here we are, KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, the 10th of June, 7:50 in the morning, about 80 degrees already out there. Ooh, but it's only going to go up to 99 today. Kind of a break in the weather. So I'm here with Valor Oncology and Dr. Lauren Strickland and Dr. Nick Gabriel. Now it's I'm switching the beating bass over to Nick Gabriel. How did you get in medicine?
Well, you know, I was raised by an Asian family and particularly a matriarch.
Okay. A tiger mom.
Yes.
That's the term you use, and I've read about that. Yes. What is that?
A tiger mom is basically, once again, a matriarch of the family. She rules.
Oh, okay.
And governs everything.
Okay.
And it doesn't matter what you want to do with your life or what your wishes are, but what she says goes. And, no. You know, in our culture, it's respect for the elderly, your parents, et cetera. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we were immigrants. We immigrated to New York, of all places, right? I grew up in Brooklyn, New York.
Oh, geez.
And ever since, you know, my parents did what they had to do to get me to where my mom wanted me to be. Nothing was acceptable less than an A. Mm-hmm. About school. So I did the whole private school thing, Catholic school, taught by nuns, etc. Went on to Xavier High School in New York, which is known for their military division. And mm-hmm. I was in the military. And of course, I had no choice but to excel because that's what was expected of me. And, you know, it's great training. And, you know, when you graduate from a military based high school, mm-hmm. the armed forces have your credentials, right?
Right.
And so graduating, I mean, I did well. Of course, I did well. And I was offered to be a top gunner by the Navy. I was...
So, now, Xavier is the high school.
Correct.
Right. And then did you go to... What college did you go to?
I actually went to King's College because, you know, they offered me a full scholarship. And, you know, if you're planning on going... Well, my life was already planned by my mother, right?
Right.
If you're planning to be a doctor, you know, college is expensive, medical school is expensive, et cetera. So you went with wherever was given to you.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, full ride to college was great.
But you earned that, though,
yes.
Of course. Yeah.
But going back, you know, before graduating from high school, like I said, the armed forces have your profile. And like, wow, this guy has the physical acumen, et cetera, to be a, you know, top gun fighter pilot. So I was so excited, right? And then I go home. I'm like, hey, Mom. And then I said, look, I think I want to join this. And with a stoic face, you get the no. And then you know, she goes, nope, that's not what you're going to do. Okay. And then that's it. There's no questions asked. There's no debate. There's nothing. So you just go on. So then you go on to college.
Going to college.
And then, you know, it's one of those that I'll be honest, I'll admit I didn't like academics too much. I went through summer school. I just wanted to finish school, get over with.
Right.
And then so through the summers I took summer courses, finished college early. Then after I graduated early from college, I actually did research at Stony Brook University, Department of Anesthesiology. And then from there I'm like, okay, maybe there's something to medicine that I really love. Interesting, right? Then I got into medical school, and I know you asked Dr. Strickland where she went. I ended up going to New York College of Osteopathic Medicine. And after that, I ended up doing my internship and residency in general surgery at a Cornell institution in Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, I did well. And, you know, fortuitously, I was offered a position as a primary care physician, right,
uh-huh.
in a practice in Midtown Manhattan. Could you imagine?
Well,
right. So I told my mom once again, Mom, look at this great opportunity. And then with a stoic face, she said, no. You're going to be a surgeon. So no debate, no questions. So that's why I completed my residency at as a general surgeon in Cornell in Brooklyn.
Okay.
But then after that, you know, God is good, you know. So I had some offers out there, but when you could showcase your talent at a national competition, mm-hmm. at American College of Surgeons meeting, then they realized, wow. So my mentor, we all talk about our mentors, his name was Dr. James Butch Rosser, fantastic gentleman from Yale. So he was my mentor, and he offered me a fellowship on the spot when I took one of his courses for advanced laparoscopic surgery at Yale, mm-hmm. of all places. Right? So I did my fellowship there, and basically that's where I think my surgical career has taken off, because then people will watch you in the OR, and they see that there's another level to this. So I completed that back in 99, did my fellowship then, and then this is what I've been doing. So I've been doing all advanced laparoscopic work since then.
Laparoscopic is
what they call minimally invasive, or doing everything via small incisions,
mm-hmm.
And looking at a camera.
Okay.
Or a TV monitor.
So that's why you have little small holes in your shoulders.
Yes.
And that's why I've got small holes in my both shoulders.
Correct. That's considered a minimally invasive orthopedic procedure, yeah. arthroscopic yeah. surgery.
Sure. Yeah.
So, and this is where I've been. And then once I completed my fellowship at Yale, I went back to New York. And, you know, back then in that era, weight loss surgeries were just becoming a thing. Mm-hmm. So in the early 2000s, that's what happened. I started getting busy with a lot of the bariatrics or weight loss surgery. And, you know, that was very rewarding to me because you see the dramatic changes in these patients, right?
Yeah, you're taking morbidly obese people and changing their lives and giving them a new chance at life.
Oh yeah, and then you've seen how they evolve, right?
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, let's fast forward. How did I end up back here?
Yeah, how'd you get to Reading? You said you were here before.
Yeah, so you know, as life would have it, I am a workaholic. I'm going to admit that. You know, having a practice in New York, you have to hustle.
Mm-hmm.
You have to work, and so I did. But at the same time, you sacrifice yourself, right? Yeah, I got burnt out. It's a reality. Physicians get burnt out.
Sure.
And, you know, it took a toll. I'm not gonna lie to you. So I need a little reprieve from all that. And I was formerly on the board of surgery, you know, which I guess we certify general surgeons who take mm-hmm. the certification exam. And one of my colleagues said, hey, man, you kind of look burnt out. And I said, yeah, you're right. It's like, you know, we could use someone like you in Arizona. Like, Arizona, maybe. So you talk about hot.
Oh, no, I've lived in Arizona. Yeah. It's because it's 110 during the day, but it's 95 at night. I mean, there's no reprieve.
Yeah,
and
there isn't.
You have reprieve here.
Yeah. Yeah. So I actually, in 2015, I took that offer to go to Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
And I was there for 4 years. And, you know, but it's not something I felt I wanted to do.
So then you...
Then I got highly recruited, believe it or not, in California, in Red Bluff. Yeah, St. Elizabeth's.
St. Elizabeth's, yeah.
Yeah. So I was there from 2019 to 2021. You know, there's... everyone comes across some personal issues that we need to take care of. So I kind of had to move out of the area for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And I ended up taking another position a little further south, but then it's a shame, and I'm going to admit it also. It's like healthcare is a challenge for everyone. Hospitals, rural hospitals, they're shutting down.
Yeah.
We don't know why or how, whatever the reasons may be, but, you know.
With lack of physicians.
Yeah.
And that's one of the real problems we're facing. And
yeah.
We have to take a break.
Sure.
For the news. So I can hold you over the news. I want to hear the rest of the story because that is, in fact, we're going through lawsuits and everything else about how do we get more doctors here in the rural areas. I have an idea how we could do it, but it's probably way too simplistic. But we'll be right back after the news with Valor Oncology and Dr. Nick Gabriel and Dr. Lauren Strickland.
Sure.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. To get this under control, more members of the military heading to Los Angeles at the direction of the Commander-in-Chief.
The Pentagon has deployed about 700 Marines to L.A. to help National Guard members respond to protests over immigration raids. The Marines are being deployed from their base in the Southern California desert to protect federal property and personnel. Meanwhile, President Trump authorized the deployment of another 2,000 National Guard members, even as California filed a lawsuit against the administration for trampling on the state's authority. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The president says law and order must be restored to L.A., where it was a fourth night of unrest. New York and Philadelphia, San Francisco and Austin, Texas, among other cities that have seen similar but smaller scale unrest. Health Secretary Kennedy has fired every member of a CDC vaccine advisory panel. Kennedy says a clean sweep is needed to reestablish public confidence in vaccine science. A massive Russian drone and missile attack has left at least 3 people dead, 13 wounded in Ukraine.
Journalists of the Associated Press heard explosions, including the buzzing of drones, in different parts of Kyiv for hours. Plumes of smoke were visible over the city as air defense forces worked to shoot down drones and missiles on Tuesday morning. Ukrainian residents took shelter and slept deep underground during the hours-long attack.
Correspondent Charles Deledesma, President Volodymyr Zelensky calls it one of the biggest such attacks in the more than 3-year-old war. 8 people killed, along with a 21-year-old gunman, a shooting at a high school in Graz, Austria. Police say the shooter was armed with 2 weapons. On Wall Street, the Dow, 33 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy and founder of Wesley Financial Group. And I want to set the record straight. I am not an attorney. I've never wanted to be an attorney. And the truth is, I really don't even like attorneys. If I sound like an attorney, I apologize. But what I've learned in my 15 years in the timeshare cancellation business is you don't need to be an attorney to get folks out of their timeshare. At Wesley, we've helped over 40,000 families cancel their timeshare, and I want to share with you how we do it. Just give my office a call. I guarantee we take you as a client. We'll get you out of your timeshare, or you'll pay nothing. Attorneys, this was meant to be funny, so please don't sue me, especially my friend Kenneth from Black River Falls, Wisconsin.
Call now for your free timeshare exit info kit. 800-613-5454. 800-613-5454. 800-613-5454.
It's been a massive drug bust south of the border targeting meth manufacturing in Mexico.
5 properties were raided, which were apparently being used as clandestine laboratories for production of the drug, while photographs released by the authorities appear to show drums of precursor chemicals discovered in a warehouse. With this latest seizure, one of the largest of its kind, it is becoming increasingly clear that President Sheinbaum and her security team have moved on from her predecessor's strategy on the drug cartels. Ex-President Andrés Manuel López Obrador was often criticized by his opponents for running a strategy characterized as hugs, not bullets.
The BBC's Will Grant. Off Mexico, Hurricane Barbara continues moving to the northwest, moving away from land after it strengthened from a tropical storm the other day. The storm marked the first of the eastern Pacific hurricane season. National Hurricane Center says swells generated by the storm will affect portions of the coast of southwest Mexico over the next few days. Townhall.com. New York Republican Congresswoman Elise Stefanik, who is weighing a possible run for New York governor next year, blasted Democrat incumbent Governor Kathy Hochul as a hypocrite Monday. This comes after Governor Hochul joined other Democratic governors in calling President Trump's National Guard deployment in California over the weekend an alarming abuse of power.
Stefanik compared President Trump's actions to Hochul's decision to use the New York National Guard to secure state-run prisons after corrections officers went on strike earlier this year. Mr. Trump sent some 2,000 National Guardsmen into L.A. on Saturday to quash escalating protests as thousands of people hit the streets to oppose the Trump administration's immigration crackdown. The Democratic Governors Association released a joint statement from Hochul and leaders of other states on Sunday, backing California Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Find more on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Could I mention the Duke's name?
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio. I forgot that we were on the news break. Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Ben's at the helm here. And it's National Iced Tea Day, which was the only good thing out of it. Oh, and Frosted Cookie Day.
I found another one, too.
Okay.
Black Cow Day.
Black Cow. Black Cow.
Root beer float.
Yeah, but it's also, I think Black Cow is a, it's like some kind of pudding in England. Have you ever heard of that?
Black cow
pudding? Maybe that's... Okay, let's talk weather. Today, it's going to be 99, and from now to next Monday, it's going to be just about the same. It's going to get a little bit cooler. It's going down to 90 on Friday and Saturday, and lows in the low 60s, and it starts going back up again. And but for next Monday, it'll be around 95. So it's going to be in the 90s this week, not triple digits, but don't trust this because it could go triple digits in a heartbeat if one thing changes. So be aware of that. And the weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson. Family-owned business, been in the business over 30 years into the third generations of the Kenny families, of the Kenny family running that business. And Chuck Kenny is going to be on the show Thursday, talking about one of the things he does. He's a veteran, but one of the things he does is he goes back to Vietnam on a regular basis and looks for MIAs. He's got big news that he's going to talk about Thursday. They have discounts for seniors and veterans, locally owned, locally operated. Reach them at 530-365-3793. And I'm here with Ballard Oncology and Dr. Lauren Strickland and Dr. Nick Gabriel. And Nick has traveled all over and had a tiger mom.
Yes.
That just said, this is the way it's going to be, and that's the way it was. And now he's a surgeon.
Correct.
And now he came back. Yeah, you came back to this area.
Correct. So I was, when I came back here, I was in the Red Bluff area, taking care of the community down there at St. Elizabeth. And that was from 2019 to 2021. And, you know, wherever I end up, I if there's a void in a service line, I try to help the community out and develop that. So I reached out to my good friend and dear friend now, Dr. Piyush Danuka, Dr. Danuka.
Yeah.
Gastro-
we know Paul really well.
Yeah. So I said, hey, you know, we really need your help. I think there's a lot of people that are not getting their colon screenings soon enough down here. And, well, you know, they could just go up to my office in Reading. I'm like, yeah, but we want to be able to offer some conveniences for the patient as well. But anyway, I'm going to fast forward. So he and I started working well together. You know, he was referring me patients, and he was very happy with the surgical outcomes that I did perform. So I do a whole lot, you know, colon procedures, gastric procedures, intestinal procedures, obviously gallbladder, something called, you know, anti-reflux procedures. Mm-hmm. And that's particularly important because when people have chronic reflux disease, GERD, we call it, believe it or not, if untreated or left a long time, they could develop pre-malignant conditions like Barrett's. And then once you get Barrett's esophagus, that can also lead on to esophagus.
Well, reflux can destroy your esophagus, right? Well,
exactly right. That's why.
Yeah, and all that is acid coming out of your stomach, and you're producing too much acid, or
Yes, there's it's multifactorial.
Okay.
How you get GERD or chronic GERD. Yeah, the main problem with reflux disease, it's a mechanical problem. with the sphincter from the esophagus to the stomach, right? Mm-hmm. It's supposed to be a one-way valve. For whatever reason, if that one-way valve is not functioning well or it's weakened, then you get the acid. That can free flow back and forth. And then undiagnosed or unknown, you know, early enough, you could develop pre-malignant conditions, right?
Mm-hmm.
That can unfortunately lead on to esophageal cancer, which is one of those cancers that are found in a later stage usually because you don't know about it unless, you know, you start having symptoms. And then unfortunately at that time it may be kind of late. But, you know, with Valor, if you do pick it up, you know, radiation is a great way to help, you know, shrink those tumors and make it resectable if you catch it in a timely fashion. So those are the things that I think.
Okay, now, what are the symptoms? I mean, when people tell me this, and I'm thinking, oh, you know, my the other day, but everybody has reflux now and then, right?
I could tell you 60 million Americans
have it.
May have it.
Oh, wow.
You know, if you look at the logistics of things, in the top five top-selling pharmaceutical,
yeah,
right, either over-the-counter or prescribed, is anti-reflux medications. Like they call it the omeprazole, the Protonix, the Prevacid, all that stuff.
Tums.
Tums is actually, even though you could buy it, yeah, it also helps with cutting down the acid. But,
okay. Yeah.
You know.
But if you catch it early.
If you catch it early, but that's the thing. You know, people need to be aware, right? It's all about being aware because, you know, cancer doesn't discriminate with age, gender, or time, right? If you have prolonged or have been suffering with GERD or reflux disease, you should definitely get checked out.
Okay.
Get an endoscopy, you know, have it checked out, and hopefully you could catch things sooner than later. But regarding the symptoms, all of a sudden, you're satiated early. Like, you know, for one time you eat well, but now you're not, or you lose your appetite, or, you know, you have this chest discomfort, you know, and then your so-called reflux may become worse, right, if you're having those symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the signs and symptoms. And, of course, you know, unintentional weight loss, right? You may not realize it, but then if you're not eating well, then you're going to lose weight unintentionally. And the next thing you know, you've lost like 20 pounds, and here we are. Why? So if you're starting to have these signs and symptoms, it would be advisable to see your primary care physician ASAP.
All right.
So,
and there's a lot of people that have that.
That's correct.
So you heard the symptoms, and if it's kind of something that you're looking at, you probably want to give Valor Oncology a call or Paul DeNuca a call, or and get this looked at. Because again, anything you catch early.
Early detection.
Yeah.
Prevention, you know, early intervention. That's the key to beating cancer.
Sure. Oh yeah. So now you're in Redding.
Yes.
How do you like it?
Well, once again, we were discussing briefly how rural hospitals are shutting down.
Yeah.
Or going through some financial issues. And so when I was in a little town, not going to mention the little towns, but guess what? Same thing happened. You know, healthcare access is difficult for some or most, where this town, the colon screening was backed up for 8 months.
Wow.
A lot can happen in eight months.
Yeah.
So I reached out to my buddy, Dr. DeNuca. I'm like, hey, I think we could actually use you and some of your other guys down here to help out.
To catch them up.
Yeah. So, you know, we were at a point over the past year and a half at this little town where we were able to get so many procedures done. And then guess what? Now we're catching those cancers, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, thank goodness we were catching them. And, of course, I was able to do something surgically for them,
mm-hmm.
Which was great. And, you know, but.
You know what's been interesting, we got to take a break, is watching you shift from how you got to be a doctor to where you are right now.
Yeah.
Because the first part was you were telling the story. It was very humorous. But then you shifted.
Yeah.
To this is what I do, and this is how we save lives.
Yes.
Cool. All right. When I come back, I'm going to talk to Dr. Strickland about things that are going on. And, oh, by the way, my solution to this physician problem is
physicians leave universities owing what, $500,000, $600,000? I mean,
could, yes. Yeah.
I mean, or like maybe 250, whatever it is.
350.
Why don't we just, and they've got programs like it, but let's get serious about the programs. You come out and you stay at a rural hospital for 5 years, guess what? You don't owe anything at the end of it. And you're serving mankind. So just wipe off all, whether it's nursing, whether it's, you know, the ancillary parts around it of radiology or anything. You owe money, you come out and work in the rural hospitals, we wipe that off.
Yes.
We can afford that.
Yeah, that would be nice.
But I wonder why they don't do that.
Well,
I mean, they do it kind of, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, there are programs out there, but I mean, be serious about it. Okay, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Don't miss Memory Lane's Timeless Treasures Parking Lot Sale this Saturday. Rock bottom prices in the parking lot and 10, 20, up to 50% off in different areas in the store. Antiques, furniture, military, hunting and fishing, jewelry, home decor, clothing, knives, lamps, and so much more. Saturday the 14th, 9 to 2 at the Shasta Gateway Shopping Center in Anderson. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles. You'll love it.
Goldleaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself, but the truth is we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. It's the 50th anniversary sale now, all through springtime, with all shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger, 30% off. We have a good selection of spring shade bloomers such as azaleas and camellias and many other sun blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is a perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. All shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger are 30% off. If you have not been to Goldleaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Goldleaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
This season, Hunter Roofing is stepping up to the plate. As proud sponsors of Colt 45's baseball, we're cheering on every home run and keeping your home protected. From storm repairs to full replacements, trust the pros who bring quality to every job. Hunter Roofing, where quality meets the sky. Support local, keep your home in winning shape, and root for the Colt 45s. Visit hunterroofing.org today.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Good morning and welcome back to Pre-Fire Radio. I hope you're having a great day. This is a great interview I've got here with Valor Oncology with Dr. Nick Gabriel and Dr. Lauren Strickland. And if you've got a crack in your windshield or whether it's a chip or a crack up to 2 feet in length, let me tell you that Crackmaster Windshield Repair and Jeff Wurst can fix it. Jeff's been at this for like 30 years, and he is the windshield whisperer out there. He can repair a windshield, and he guarantees it for life. I used to talk about the Red Rover, how he... I had that truck for so many years, and he fixed something back in 2007, fixed like an 8-inch crack, and you still couldn't see it 18 years later. Now Steve owns the Red Rover, and he sends me photos now and then of my truck, and he can't see it either, so we're okay there. Crackmaster Windshield Repair, for a free inspection and analysis, bring your vehicle down to 3208 South Mark Street or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment today. Don't take chances with your family's safety. Get that thing fixed. Locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business, Crackmaster Windshield Repair. And I am here, like I said, with Valor Oncology and Dr. Lauren Strickland and Dr. Nick Gabriel and Dr. Strickland.
Yes.
You've got some stuff going on over at Valor.
Yeah. Well, you know, Valor, it's expanding.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, Dr. Matthew Allen, he's a radiation oncologist at Valor Oncology.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, they brought myself on in October 2022. And
we're so happy you're here.
Thank you.
Well, you used to be here, too, though.
Yeah, 2008 to 2011.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then you left. And then now you're back. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm glad you're back.
Yeah, thank you.
Your daughter's here, too.
She's here, too.
Okay. Yeah. Super.
Yeah, thank you. So we have Nick, Dr. Gabriel, as an addition. He's just getting started, general surgeon, so it's going to be nice to have another surgeon around, if you know what I mean.
That's not easy.
No?
No, you got to go through. We used to have Dr. Doug McConnell come on, and it takes like 12 years to become like a barely capable heart surgeon. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you know, geez.
Yeah.
You're in there.
And we have Douglas Matthews, Dr. Douglas Matthews, a colorectal surgeon, mostly at our Chico site.
Okay.
And we have a new radiation oncologist in Chico, Dr. Guerrero.
Okay.
So he's just getting started as well. So we're expanding, yeah.
Valor has two sites.
We have three sites.
Three sites.
Yeah.
And so
Chico, Redding, and Palm Desert.
Palm Desert.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
Yeah, yeah.
Go down there on vacation and do a few surgeries, kind of come
to get
in.
Down there, yeah.
Like the pros from Dover, just come in, do a couple of cuts, and, you know, play golf.
Yeah.
And then come back.
Pickleball.
Come back home. That's the big thing. You've got to
come back
home.
Oh, yeah.
We have pickleball here.
Yeah.
And it's just as sunny here as it is in Palm Desert. Come on.
That's true. That's true.
We have much more culture. Okay, we can all giggle about that. But it's wonderful that you're expanded.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The reasoning here is we need this kind of medical help or services.
We do. And I think that from a cancer care standpoint, it makes sense to continue to expand and offer those services in a place that it's just open and welcoming, you know.
Uh-huh.
We just say, you know, come through the door and we'll get you worked up. You know, we'll take care of you. We also have a couple of nurse practitioners in the office, Linda and Lori, and so they help with the process as far as getting patients in, getting them worked up. What do they need ordered? What services can we provide?
Mm-hmm.
And then we tend to see families come in. You know, we have a husband, and then maybe a couple years later, the wife comes in. And so it's really kind of a family-oriented place where people feel comfortable and feel heard.
Well, that's so important because, as we know, with changes, a lot of times people go on and get 15 minutes with their physician.
Absolutely.
And we're, you know, I've been very fortunate at the VA to have the same physician for 17, 18 years now.
Wow.
I mean, he knows me, and I know
him.
And it's 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
I know that when I walk in there, it's 30 minutes if I want 30 minutes. So, but that's kind of what it sounds like you're trying to do, is to bring back that relationship that physicians have with their patients.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, wow. Well, as you know, and you all are in the cancer field, Shasta County and the Northern California counties have a higher rate. Is part of that because of of the fact we don't have a lot of medical assistance when you get out into the country. When you're out with tourists and some of the other counties, there's not as much medical care, do you think?
Yeah, I don't know if that's why we have a higher rate, but maybe sometimes why we may have more advanced
disease at times.
Yeah, people present a little bit later, not doing the prevention or the screening that they should do.
Why do you think we have a higher cancer rate up here?
I don't know.
Smoking is big. The environment. Mm-hmm. I mean, the environment. I mean, the air's clean up here. We don't have that real problem. Smoking.
I think it's just general, like awareness. Like I said, we just discussed some of the signs and symptoms for potential esophageal cancer. But, you know, healthcare access has become a challenge for a lot, right, for the community. We talk about the lack of rural physicians, right? So therefore, by the time a patient may want to see a physician, it may be a month waiting list to wait just to get into a primary care.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why it would be a great idea to have more access to healthcare, more primary care in the area, and just more physician, like those primary care physicians need to be aware that, hey, you know, these services are now available locally. The patients may not have to travel as far anywhere to get some of the specialized training. Like, we're doing the best we can to do what we can, and whatever we can handle here, we will. But at the same time, we need to do what's best for the patient. If we have to transfer them out somewhere to a larger facility that can that can help them more than we can, well, then that's great. But I think early, once again, I'm going to reiterate, early detection, access to a physician, primary care, or anyone here in Ballard, and then doing the right thing and work up for the patients, you know. And that's how we can help. It's an evolving process. It's not going to happen overnight. But if we can do what we can for what resources we have, I think it would be great. You know, it's just one life to save every day.
Well, you know, we talked a little bit about it during the break, that the idea of having our own medical school up here, which is that's a heavy pull on that. But do you have to start with, like, a whole medical school? Are you hearing that, too?
It'll
go away. For some reason, it happens, and it goes away. We're talking about, we hear these little in our headphones here. But maybe an annex or something, you know, get involved with, you know, a medical school and start that way and bring people in?
I am involved with some medical schools. The push is for rural medicine training.
Good.
So, you know, and that's great. You know, it's fantastic. So you start out, you know, how do we retain physicians in the community if there's a lack of it? Well, you start from the ground up. You start with medical school students rotating through. Even, you know, if there's a shortage of nurses, you start with the nurses. I think they're doing that. I think Simpson locally. Right?
Simpson and Shasta College, they both graduate nurses and who are immediately find jobs.
Yeah. So if you start from the ground up, like medical school students, you start getting them, I guess, conditioned to the work environment here. And, you know, if they live locally, great. They'll, you know, then they'll go on to a residency program here.
Mm-hmm.
And then once you finish your residency, well, hey, you know what? I've done my medical school here. I've done my residency here. The community needs someone like me. So they'll be more apt to stay in the area. And then that's how the medical community and environment will grow.
Well, Lauren, you were here and left and came back.
Yes.
How much does the community play a part? And something like this, like, you know, we talk about, it's not so much a problem getting doctors. It's their wives, convincing wives to come here. Is that true, or is that just?
I think it can be challenging for the spouse.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what I meant, spouse.
Yeah, I know. I'm just messing with you.
Okay.
You know, children.
No, you're right.
The spouse. Yeah.
They have jobs.
Yeah. They have jobs or... depends on what they're used to, how they grew up. Are they used to having, you know, certain stores or, you know, being raised in a more urban or urban area or metropolitan area? And so Reading is not that type of area. You have to learn new things and how to appreciate the environment. And a physician's busy working. You know, we're working,
yeah.
So we may not have as much downtime, or maybe sometimes there's just certain jobs in the area that a spouse may not, you know.
May not be available.
Yeah. Now, I'm single, so I don't have that issue.
Yeah. Another travesty. Travesty out there, men. And in my just my humble opinion, yeah. So for spouses, and military is actually really putting a lot of effort, mm-hmm. and because you move so much, is yeah. that, and part of the problem is that spouses, college degrees, have jobs in one area. Now they've got to help find them get jobs in the next area they go to, and they put money and effort into that to try and get the spouse's, you know, worthwhile job when they move. So having something like that, but if you've got a pretty specific niche mm-hmm. that you're very good at, it may not be here. So
true, very true.
Anyway, mm-hmm. I'm with Dr. Lauren Strickland and Dr. Nick Gabriel from Valor Oncology, and your hour's up, but I am more than happy if you want to stay. I know you've got things to do. I know, and because you're going to
Iceland, Norway, and Amsterdam.
Okay, so I've been to Amsterdam, but I've not been to Iceland or Norway. Why Iceland?
It's a jazz cruise.
Oh,
so this year it's Iceland, Norway, and Amsterdam.
A jazz cruise.
Yeah, I like my jazz.
Yes, you do. Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Don't tell Linda about this.
Okay.
No, she knows right now.
Hey, Linda.
Hey, Linda. well, thank you so much for being with us.
Yeah, thanks for having us, Carl.
Oh, no. It was a pleasure. First of all, learn a little bit more about our premier physicians in town, you know, Dr. Lauren Strickland, breast surgery. She is there in breast cancer awareness. She's there at Chicks and Chaps. She's there at all of these events because it's something you truly believe in. And learning about you, Nick, that it was a hoot. And but then in your seriousness, too. So what we've got to do as a community is work together to try and bring in more physicians and to bring in their families and to make this such a place is that they go, gosh, why haven't we heard of this before? Mm-hmm. And then they tell their friends. So, yeah. As a community.
Yes, absolutely.
All right. Well, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you.
And we're going to be right back after these messages.
Lane's Timeless Treasures Parking Lot Sale. This Saturday, rock bottom prices in the parking lot and 10, 20, up to 50% off in different areas in the store. Antiques, furniture, military, hunting and fishing, jewelry, home decor, clothing, knives, lamps, and so much more. Saturday the 14th, 9 to 2 at the Shasta Gateway Shopping Center in Anderson. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles. You'll love it.
Hey, Redding, save big on Black Bear Diner's new basket bundles. Get your paws on a choice of sandwich, side, and drink for only $11. Basket bundles, now available at Black Bear Diner. Join us Father's Day weekend, June 14th and 15th. It's the perfect place to celebrate and treat Dad to fun, food, and family. Black Bear Diner also added four brand new and returning classics to the menu at 2205 Hilltop Drive. Get big value and so many choices at Black Bear Diner.
Black Bear Diner.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Oh.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction market. North Valley Distributing focuses on quality and reliability. Their products include fuses, batteries, wiring devices, connectors, lighting solutions, circuit protection components, and electrical tools and more. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive, a proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45s.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, Tuesday, the 10th of June, 8:36 in the morning, about 80 degrees out there, going up to 99 today. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're on open line Tuesday morning. If you have something you want to say, we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com, and this portion of the show brought to you by Yes, Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from the old Lecky Miller's, the subway, if you remember that. Founded in 1960, been in the same location since 1967. Great place to get a haircut. The only place I've had my haircut since I moved here. It's not a hair salon. It's not a beauty salon. They don't fluff your hair. They cat it. Yeah, and they do a great job. And you can make an appointment, as I do, calling 530-244-9478. Make an appointment. Get in there, roll in, get your hair cut, and move out. Or you can hang around, and they have, you know, go in there and say, well, maybe I can get in. Well, sometimes you can. So just come on in and sit down and see what a great haircut they give there, Tim and Logan. It's Man's Last Stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop. All right. I really enjoyed that last hour, and I'll tell you why. Here's two people that, you know, that left this area and then came back. Two premier physician surgeons came back to our area. And this has to be a community effort, Ben, in my opinion. If we want to bring in physicians, we've got to bring in, it's not just the physician, it's the family, it's the spouses, it's the children. We have good schools here, but it's the spouses that come here, especially if they have jobs. And as I alluded to in the military, they spend a lot of effort trying to find spouses' jobs, you know, as the military moved back and forth across the country. When you go overseas, that's different. A lot of times you're deployed by yourself. You know, it's a year tour and you come back. But we've got to have that kind of that big circle that encompasses the families here too. That's got to be part of the plan. And we can plan on medical annexes and schools and all this, but if what we've got to do is figure out how do we bring the spouses in and have them something to do that's worthwhile. So, just an opinion, my friends. Let's talk riots. Let's talk LA riots. Because it's ramping up. First of all, Marines going to L.A. Everybody goes, oh, you can't do that. No, you can't do that. Marines have been in L.A. before in 92. We were out at 20. We had just gotten back from Desert Storm. We were out 29 Palms doing an exercise in L.A. riots. Came, you know, town came apart. A battalion of Marines were ordered up in there. And they were there to back up. Get this. To back up the law enforcement.
And there were some incidents. Sometimes because people didn't understand terms. Like suppressive fire means something to Marines. It means something else to the LA police. Suppressive fire means you put a lot of fire down on something to suppress anybody shooting at you. To them, it's kind of like, you know, aim slow fire. After it happened one time, nobody was killed. Nobody was killed. They said, okay, we're going to have to do this a different way. And so, but, okay, so here we are. And let me see here. Let me see if I can find the L.A. police chief. Now, people are going saying, well, you know, the police there can handle it, you know, because they bring in officers from like 30 different organizations, about 30 different organizations, right? But here's the rub on this. L.A. is already short police. We know that. And when 50% of them are having to address a riot, and it is a riot. They're setting cars on fire. They're attacking police vehicles. They're throwing, they're shooting, as the sheriff said, or as the chief said, they're shooting professional high-grade fireworks that can kill people. They're shooting them at the police. They are throwing pieces of asphalt, big pieces of asphalt and concrete off of overpasses at police vehicles. Now, I don't know what your definition of a riot is, but that's kind of a riot to me. And they also, my favorite one's a guy from NBC or one of these stations that said, well, you know, the people out there, they were pretty happy and they were just watching the cars burn.
It's not peaceful.
They were happy and they were just kind of watching the cars burn. That's kind of like that was back in Portland or Seattle when that fire was burning the police station and they said, relatively peaceful out here, and in the background was a police station burning. Who are these people that are making these stupid comments? Anyway, the police chief says, you know, the people are not happy with the fact that ICE is in a community doing what ICE does. I respect ICE for being a fellow law enforcement agency. They have their mission and what they must do. We don't engage in that activity because they're a sanctuary city. But we can't preclude them from doing what they have. They have every right to do it. Yes, they're going after people in this country who are here illegally, which 80% of every poll says that people want to see the people here illegally go home. Yeah, I mean, I'm sure there's exceptions. I'm not even going to get into that. As far as the big picture, what can I recommend? He says, they should not intervene. That's a federal issue, and federal authorities have the right to do what they're doing, you know. But they are out of people to police these things, and it's spreading. You're getting residents of neighborhoods that are saying, you know, what's happened? What's happened here? And they see it's not just these driverless taxis. Did you know they had driverless taxis down in L.A.?
Yes.
You did. See, I did. I knew they were talking about it.
I just saw a video like a week ago.
Oh, okay. See, they're called YDOT. Guess what? There's six of them are not going to be used next week because they were all on fire. First of all, what are they all parked in one area for? Anyway, they were. Maybe when everything started, they just shut them down. Well, rioters got to them and just had a field day with the driver's taxis. And so six of those are burnt. Just hoax there. Cop cars burnt. Cops being hit, injured. The National Guard called out. Oh, you can't call out the National Guard. Yeah, I can. Yeah, I supersede you, Governor. And they're around the buildings with their riot, you know, with the riot shields to protect them from stuff. And now the Marines. So it's not like the Marines have never been in L.A. before around riots. So they're there again. And they will be in things like, you know, I don't know. I don't know what they're going to have them doing, you know, roadblocks or stuff. But you let the local police try to handle this. And the local police are throwing tear gas. They're shooting rubber bullets. They showed this one guy trying to start a fire in the intersection. And a law enforcement officer smacked him with a rubber bullet, and the guy changed his mind right then, that instant, that's not a good idea. And so now they're saying, well, they're peaceful protests. Well, people peaceful protesters aren't being arrested, I don't think. And now you've got, as Karen Bass, the mayor of L.A., who's done such a fine job in the past, i.e. fires, defunding the police, all these kind of things, has said, oh, these are peaceful protesters, and you're causing them to do this. Are you? The police and the National Guard and ICE are causing them to riot? I don't think so. I just don't believe that. I just know is that because the LA police is already short of officers, and LA has a lot of crime, that if you've got 50% of your people trying to contain riots, what happens to the, you know that criminals out there are going, oh, looks like we've got a better chance here, and they run amok. It just stands to reason that you need help. And one of the things that Trump said is we're not going to let these cities burn like they did under Biden and under, with the riots they had in Portland and Seattle. If Trump had been president, it wouldn't have happened. Not like that. And there may have been 10,000 National Guard in Portland and Seattle, but they wouldn't have burned. They wouldn't have had parts of the city taken away. Totally taken away by vigilante gangs that were or Antifa gangs. All right, we have to take a break. Now, let's talk Antifa when we get back right here in Shasta County. We'll be right back. Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Need help with your health insurance? We've got you covered. At Shasta Community Health Center, we offer this free service to our community. Our enrollment counselors can assist you with new applications, renewals, troubleshooting, and answering your questions about covered California plans or Medi-Cal, also known as Medicaid or Partnership Health Plan. We're here to help you make the best choice for you and your family. Call our outreach and enrollment team at 530-229-5117 to get help today. Shasta Community Health Center, because SCHC cares.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction market. North Valley Distributing focuses on quality and reliability. Their products include fuses, batteries, wiring devices, connectors, lighting solutions, circuit protection components, and electrical tools and more. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive, a proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45s.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, the 10th of June, thank you so much for being with us, all you thousands of people out there. Yes, it is thousands, and it's kind of scary when you think about it, that many people listening. To all the mistakes I can make in 1 hour, much less 2 hours. Which is why if I get something wrong, I am more than happy the day after to come back after I find out. People tell me, Carl, you are so wrong. Come back and try and set the record straight. Didn't do anything too crazy yesterday because nobody's called me or sent me emails. The Shasta Board of Supervisors, Shasta County's Board of Supervisors, found out that when they made the Department of Homeland Security approved the issue, but it said it was a comprehensive list of sanctuary jurisdictions, including city, counties, and states, that are deliberately obstructing enforcement of federal immigration laws and endangering American citizens. That was May 29th. Shasta County was on that list. Now, Shasta County probably should not have been on that list. Because Shasta County had declared themselves a non-sanctuary county. And so when Chris Kellstrom heard this, that he said, whoa, that's not true. And he found out the other day, and a reporter from the New York Times called him on the phone to ask why such a conservative county, such as Shasta, would be a sanctuary jurisdiction. And even though the county was on the list, which, by the way, that list has gone off, they've pulled that list off, probably because of mistakes like they made with Shasta County. Anyway, and Mike Johnson, Sheriff Johnson, also confirmed that the county was not a sanctuary jurisdiction. So they voted to send a letter to Kristi Noem, Department of Homeland Security, asking her to remove the county from the list. So the board in 2018 passed a resolution declaring Shasta a non-sanctuary county. Also says the county remains a non-sanctuary jurisdiction that cooperates with federal authorities on immigration issues. So, in case you were wondering why we were on the list, now we're not on the list because there is no list. But we're making sure that they understand this by sending an official letter telling them we are a non-sanctuary county. Now, Antifa. Antifa's here. In Redding. In Shasta County. I know that because it said it in the paper. Well, in this case, it's Channel 7. I guess they call themselves Antifa, and they dress in black, and they cover their faces with black masks because they don't want to be known because, you know, they work in local places, probably as baristas or something like that. Baristas, don't get upset. I'm just using that as an example. They don't want to be known. That's why they hide their faces. Because they don't want to be known to... They don't want to take responsibility for their actions. When you have a mask on, you say things and do things that you would never do if you didn't have a mask on. It's the same thing on social media. People say things, horrible things to people they would never do to their faces for a variety of reasons. One, getting their nose punched or having to say something to somebody and identify yourself and then let that person respond. It's much easier to have the keyboard courage to say things. But Antifa, a small group of Antifa activists gathered on Monday, yesterday, in front of the Shasta County Administration Building. The protesters expressed their intention to support the protest in Los Angeles peacefully and to object to the Board of Supervisors' decision to send a letter to the Department of Homeland Security confirming
that Shasta County is not a sanctuary county. We are out here in solidarity with the LA protests, and one protester, and protect our county and ruling Shasta County as a non-sanctuary jurisdiction, which was on the agenda today. It had a huge impact. They voted 5-0, and they all signed it. Let me talk about if you got all of Antifa together in Redding, I'm not sure they could take over a phone booth, much less a building. When we had the on the Black Like Me protest, were you here then when that happened several years ago? And they were on Court Street in front of the county administration office, you know, half of them, the other half.
I don't remember.
Well, it was, and there were some Antifa people in there. I saw some people getting out of an Oregon station wagon dressed in black. So they were here. But so you had on one side of the street, you had the BLM protesting the death of George Floyd. The other side of the street were people that were kind of counter-protesting, or as they said, we're here to make sure no violence starts. Well, the police were there. They were all decked out and the whole thing. And if you're ever going to have a Black Lives Matter protest with both sides in full gear, I mean, chanting, yelling at each other, armed, not armed, all these things, it would be to show an example of how to have it done. It would be right here in Redding. Because by the end, they kind of all locked arms and sang God Bless America or something like that. The following Sunday out at the Caldwell Park, hundreds and hundreds of people were there. No police this time except the police chief. And they talked about this, about getting along people and all that. Did a march. No violence or anything. I love Redding. I love Shasta County. And yet, what was being written was, you know, like in various online papers. Oh, the violence is here. They're there. They're going to get ready to shoot people. No, it never happened. Never happened. So, anyway. But Antifa, to have these people dressed up like that, and they're all in black, and, you know, the mask, you know, face mask coverings and all this. I find it interesting. Droll. I find it. There's Antifa, and these guys and girls, they are violent. They are violent. Are Antifa wannabes here that way? Would they be if there's a lot more of them? There's the question. Would they go to violence if there's a lot more of them? I mean, are they sending out letters to each other saying, come on down here, this is a great place to riot? I don't think this is a great place to riot. You don't riot when there's 12,000 people in the county with self, you know, concealed carry and militias around the area. And people talk about the Cottonwood Militia, but there's some other militias around here, I've been told. I don't know, but I've heard Shingletown's got a group of people up there that, yeah, they're pretty organized, and who knows. But plus we have a great police department and a great sheriff's department that can handle that kind of stuff. Okay. Well, thanks for being with us today. And tomorrow we got the Chamber of Commerce. And Randall Hempling's coming in tomorrow at 7 o'clock. Randall Hempling used to be CEO of Shasta Regional, headed up Partnership Health Plan for years. And he wants to talk about the decision to hire Chris Street and the idea about a hospital, building a hospital here, or a medical school here in Redding. He was in court. Made a deposition and all this. So he's going to talk about that. Then, of course, I'd like to have Chris Street on to talk about why he thinks this is possible. You know, get both sides on this. And I think Chris will come on and talk about why you think it's possible to build a medical school here in Redding. Because it's going to cost a lot of money. So we need more physicians. And to me, it's got to be a holistic approach. You've got to try everything. If it means, I know that Simpson and Shasta College are turning out great nurses. Is it time to maybe expand out at Simpson and add another building? And what can that do? You know, a larger building that lets residents come in here and maybe specialty residents? I'm not sure. That's why we want to talk to Randall tomorrow, but then Chris Street. And probably Paul DeNuca, because Paul's been talking about this for years. Anyway, My friends, it's going to be 99 today. Be careful. Your car can go up. Get this. 40 to 50 degrees hotter inside that car in a short period of time. Don't leave your dog. Don't leave your kids. Don't leave anything in there you want to have alive if you're going to leave for a couple hours. Have a great day, and God bless America.
My ground won't be turned around, and I'll keep this world from dragging me down.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.